Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leopard. Alrighty, guys. Alrighty. Thank you for tuning in tonight, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you tuning in. We are going to be talking about, before we pray over people, before we allow miracles to happen here on Miracle Night, we're going to pray, guys. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Before we do that, though, we're going to get on a message. It's called, Look at Your Attitude. Look at your attitude. Attitude adjustment. Otherwise, look at your attitude. Look at your attitude. Don't look at mine. Look at yours. And that's what we're going to get into tonight is we're going to be talking from Matthew 5, chapter 5. If you got your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. We're going to be talking about attitudes. God wants a great attitude. Look to your neighbor and say, I need a great attitude. Attitude is altitude with God. Listen, if you got a bad attitude, you do not have altitude with God. Listen, your attitude must change for you become altitude. Listen, you're going to still stay in that same level with that bad stinking attitude. It was the children of Israel that had a bad attitude that didn't want to go to the promised land because they had a bad attitude. When your children were little, they had a bad attitude. That's why you didn't reward them, because they had a bad attitude. We're going to be talking about attitudes tonight. Attitude reaches altitude. Attitude reaches altitude. We don't realize, but our attitude gets in our way with God, because God don't like a bad attitude. You know, in Matthew 5, it reads this in the King James Version. I'm seeing the multitudes, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into the mountain, and when he sat down, and his disciples came unto him and opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Now listen what he taught them. He taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is what? The kingdom of God. What does that mean, poor in spirit? Blessed are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Listen, when you're poor in your spirit, that means you have lack of knowledge of God's word, a lack of knowledge of teaching, a lack of a knowledge of understanding. That means you're poor, but yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, they shall be comforted. We don't have a lot of mourning. We don't have a lot of mourning. We don't do mourning. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What is meekness? I'm glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked. What is meekness? We're going to find out what meekness means. So what does meekness mean? Meekness means gentle, generosity. Do we have anybody being gentle? No. We don't have nobody being gentle. But he said, blessed are the meek, for they shall what? Inherit the earth. You can't be a bully. You got to be meek. Jesus said, for I am meek and lowly. He was gentle. He wasn't harsh with people. He was gentle. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be what? Filled. Do we have anybody hungry? No. Or they'll be here. We'd have crowds of people tonight if they were really hungry for God. We don't see no hunger no more. Blessed are the merciful. For they shall what? Attain mercy. Do we have mercy people in here tonight? Do we have mercy? We don't show no my mercy. We don't even show them grace, much less mercy. They mess up, all we want to do is throw them in the ditch and tell them their good is gone. But he said, blessed are the merciful, they shall what? Attain mercy. There's one day you're going to need mercy. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, you wouldn't be where you are today. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, you would not be where you are today. Blessed are the merciful, they shall what? Attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God. What does that pure in heart mean? I'm glad you asked. You probably didn't ask, I'm going to tell you anyways. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. What is pure? What is pure to God? Something that you think that's pure that God don't think is pure. Think about that. Pure in heart, they shall see God. Okay, let's go on to 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be what? Called the children of God. God don't need no troublemakers. He needs peacemakers. But how many troublemakers you see in the church? How many troublemakers you see around you, period? In your family, in your in-laws, and in your outlaws. It don't matter. They all troublemaking. That's all they want to do is stir stuff and keep it stirred. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called. Listen, God wants you to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do we got people being persecuted? No, because you ain't doing nothing for the kingdom of God to be persecuted. You got to do something first. That's why you ain't being persecuted. He said, blessed are those which are persecuted for righteous sake. For theirs is the kingdom of what? Heaven. Blessed are you when man revile you and persecute you, and you shall say manner of all evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets which were before you. I'm going to read this down here, guys. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? And wherefore good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under the foot of man. Ye are the light of the world, a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Do you hide your faith? Are you scared to witness to somebody about Jesus? Come on. Are you scared to walk up to somebody and start talking about Jesus? Is that how scared you are? He didn't say hide your light. He said shine your light. Watch this. You are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Do we witness for God? That's why you ain't getting persecuted. You don't do no witnessing. You don't tell people about Jesus. You don't tell people what Jesus has done in your life. That's why you ain't being persecuted. That's why all these things is not happening to you, because you're not shining your light. Ye are the light of the world, a city that's set upon a hill. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all the world in its house. Let your light so shine before man. We hide our lights, don't we? My Lord. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Listen to what he says in 17. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy it, but fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle shall not pass from the law till it's fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach man so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of God. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of God. For I say unto you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you something. What he's talking about was the scribes and Pharisees. You can't go around being judgmental. You can't go around not having mercy on people. Going around asking people, listen, let me tell you something. You want to condemn somebody that's on drugs? You want to condemn somebody that's on drugs? Let me give you a reminder where God drug your hind in from. The next time you go out here and try to condemn somebody for being on drugs, don't you forget where God pulled you out of. Listen, you didn't come out of the gutter. He pulled you out of the gutter. Why can't he pull others out of the gutter? Oh, you are holy now. You in church. Oh, you in church. You want to be like the scribes and Pharisees. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. The scribes and Pharisees were very religious. Everything somebody does, they throw stones at them. God is not looking for a person to throw stones at people, but to restore them. He's not looking to downgrade people. Let me tell you something. You can easily slip back in where God brought you out of. Don't you forget that. People kill me, man. They get in church and get all holy and sanctified and allow God to clean them, but they forget where God's brought their hind ends from, and they forget, and all they want to do is tear down. You're being like the scribes and Pharisees, he's talking. This right here, guys, in verse 20, for I say unto you that if you set righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall no case enter into the kingdom of God. God didn't put you here to dictate somebody. God didn't put you here to watch people fall. God put you here to watch them fall and pick them back up to restore them. I'm like Jesus. The woman was caught in the midst of adultery. I see the church do this all the time. They're looking for somebody to make a mistake, and they're over there ready to grab their rocks when God is saying, listen, what are you going to do, church? You're going to watch this child of God fall all the way to the ground? Or are you going to go over there and start writing in the sand like my son did? He wrote in the sand because God didn't come to destroy people, but he come to mold them and make them and restore them. Yes, God has to humble people sometimes, but he only humbles them to build them back up. He don't humble them to keep them down. He humbles them to lift them right back up. What goes down must come right back up. People kill me when you're down. Look at Jason. Oh, he fell. Look at him. Yeah, look at me. I failed a bunch of times. But my Bible tells me a righteous man falls 7 times and he gets right back up. David said the righteous is like a palm tree. They bend over like this. The palm tree bends over and the palm tree pops, boom, right back up. It's not how you fall. It's how you get back up. I get so sick of people. Want to see people down and want to throw them in the garbage and then go off with their holy little Sadducee life. I don't even have nothing to do with them people that want to criticize people all the time. You need to look where your sorry hind end has come from. God brought you out of it. Why can't he bring others? You want to be so judgmental and self-righteous crap, it's ain't even funny. I get so sick of Pharisees and Sadducees because they went around, they knew the law, and they knew the law, and all they had to do, listen, they've fallen. We got to push them all the way down. Let me tell you something. I ain't perfect. I can fall tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you something. If you pushing me down and pushing me down with the rest of them, well, guess what? You can keep on pushing, baby, because I'm a righteous man. I'll get right back up. You might knock me down. You might blow me down. But you know what? I'm a righteous man. I'll get right back up. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to get right back up. Listen, I might fail, God, but I'll get right back up. It's not in your falling that you're successful with God. It's in your getting up. You are successful with God. The devil wants to tell you it's done and out. It's over. It's not over until God says it's over. People kill me, these religious folks. You make a mistake in the church, they want to sit you outside the church and never come back. What happened to the merciful people that he told with an attitude? You know what? Some of these people got a bad attitude, and God is mad as hell. I said it. Yes, I said it. God is mad as hell at the church because of their attitude. Take that to the bank. He's mad. You know why he's mad? Because he's mad at the church and their attitude where they've become. They thought, oh, I'm so holy. I'm so holy that they forget where God has brought them from. God didn't call you to keep mushing people down. When you see a brother fall, those who are spiritual, restore such brother in the spirit of meekness. That's the word, baby. It didn't tell you to mush them all the way down and throw them out in the dump and never call them again. Shame on you. Talking about you got the love of God. You ain't got the love of nothing. You got the pure devil working on in you. And I don't want to be around devils myself. You don't find devil, go to the church house. They all in the pews. You want to find the devil? He's all in the pews at the church house because those spiritual, sanctified, filled Christians are sitting in there ready to watch somebody fall. Shame on you. You got a pure devil in you and you ain't got God in you, because if you got God in you, when somebody falls, you're going to be over there to pick them right back up. You're going to try to restore them instead of see them fall. You hypocrite. That's what you are. You're a hypocrite, and if you don't change your ways, you're going to go to hell. I get so sick of the religious church wanting to judge people all the time, wanting to take them down and watch them fall. Do you remember where your sorry hind end come from when God brought you out of the gutter? You want to see people fall? You need to get right with God or you're going to go to hell. That's going to send you right to hell because there's no love there. There's no compassion. There's no mercy. Lord, have mercy. We watch somebody fall all day long. Hello, Newberry. We just watch people fall. I get so sick of it. That's why God's got me out of the church, because the church is so corrupt in this 21st century. All they want to do is sit on a pew and watch somebody fall. When God has called them, those who are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. That means gentle. Don't come to them hard and tell them you should have done this or you're going to go to hell. No. You lift your hand up down there and say, listen, I know you've done wrong, but you know what? You can get one foot in front of the other and get back up and do it again. But all these religious folks want to tear you down. Who does that sound like? That sounds like Satan himself. He wants to tear you down. I got a number for you tonight, Satan. You can't tear me down. You might blow me. You might shake me. You might even throw stuff at me and get people to leave me. But baby,
you hadn't killed me yet. It's been 26 years, and I'm still standing strong for God. I'm still walking. I'm still running. I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. I've had people tear me down, talk about me, everything in the book, baby. Tear me down all you want. But I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to tear me down long. Because you know what? I might fall down. I might even fall all the way to the ground, Newberry. But I'm going to get right back up. I'm going to get right back up even stronger. Let me tell you something. These people that told me when I first got saved, he'll never walk with God. He'll never last. I'm telling you, they told me that when I got saved. He'll never last. He's too big of a sinner. I said, you know what? It's been 26 years now, and I'm still going strong. They took me out of my church because they judged me. Come on, Jason. They took me out of my church out of Bremen, Georgia, and they judged me to everything in a book. They judged me to everything in the book, Newberry. I know they did. Why'd his wife leave him? Oh, he can't pastor a church. He's been married too many times. Let me tell you something. You might have knocked me out, but you didn't put me out. You might have knocked me down, but you didn't count me out. Listen, God has said this game is not give to the swift, but it's give to the ones that finish the race well. Listen, Paul said, I fought a good fight of faith, and I finished my course. Paul was shipwrecked. He was persecuted. He was in prison and everything else. But let me tell you something, my friend. The only person tonight is the loser is one that stays down. But God's calling you to get back up, Newberry. Get back up and go strong for it. Don't let the devil and people, religious folks, bring you down because you failed God or because you don't do it right. Glory to God. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 21. Matthew 5:21. Ye have heard that it was said by them that are old times, thou shalt not kill, and whoever shall kill is in danger of judgment. But I say unto you, whoever is angry with his brother for a cause will be danger of judgment, and whosoever shall say, watch this, guys. Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause is in danger of judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of counsel. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, is in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if it bring thy gift to the altar, thou rememberest that thou have an ought against thee. Listen, guys. Listen to what he says right here. Leave the gift at the altar and go thy way and reconcile to thy brother. And then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thy adversary quickly while it is yet art with him, lest any adversary deliver thee up to a judge, and judge deliver thee up to an officer. You know what he's saying tonight? Listen, I don't care. You cannot carry aughts with your brother. You cannot. If you got unforgiveness in your heart, you better get it out. Because I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care if you got your name on the bulletin. I don't care. If you got aught against your brother tonight, you better make it right. I promise you, you never promised the next minute of your life. Don't you let the devil lie to you. Oh, Jason, you got all this time. You got all this time to make it right with your brothers and sisters. How you treat your brothers and sisters is how you're going to be treated in heaven. I'm telling you, you mistreat your brothers and sisters, you're going to pay for it in heaven. And God's going to say, why should I let you in? You couldn't love your brethren, man. Listen, if you know you got God, then you got love for what? One for another. Listen, I'm telling you, you can't mistreat one another and say you're going to go to heaven, because you're not. Watch this.
Verily I say unto thee, watch this, guys. Watch this. Verse 26, verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out of this till thou hast paid the other folks. You have heard that it was said by the old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whosoever looketh at a woman and lust after her, committed adultery already in his heart. Listen what he said. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Watch this. And if the eye offend thee, pluck it out. Cast it from thee, for it is profit that one member of the body perish, that not the whole body shall be cast into hell. If thy right eye offend thee, cut it out. Cast it from thee. It is proper for thee that one thy member shall perish, from the whole body shall be cast into hell. It shall be said, whosoever put away his wife, he let him give her a writ of divorcement. Watch this, guys. You better watch out for this lust. Put away his wife of a writ of divorcement. But I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever shall marry a divorced woman, commit adultery. That's what you're going to go to hell for, guys. I'm telling you, we got some adulterers out here. We got some men looking. We need to repent tonight. We need to repent. Guys, these are things you're going to go to hell for. Don't think you're going to heaven. Watch this. 33 says, again, you have heard. I'm talking about your attitude tonight. You better change your attitude. Again, you have heard it has been said by the old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, shall thou oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, or neither by God's throne, nor the earth. For it's his footstool, neither in Jerusalem, in the city of King. Never, neither shall thou swear of thy head, because cannot make us one hair one hair white or black, but let communication be yea and nay. And you know what that's talking about? Keep your word. Don't tell somebody you're going to do something and don't do it. How many people has done that? Come on. You tell somebody you're going to do something, you do it, come hell or high water. There we go with the attitude. You have heard it has been said, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. I say unto you that resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the cheek, turn to the other. Smite thee on the cheek, turn to the other one. Also, if any man will sue at the law, take away thy coat, let him thy cloak also. Whoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twice, 2 miles. Guys, listen to this. It's as good advice about your attitude. You have heard that it is said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. I'm going to say that one more time. Bless them that curse you. I'll give my own self a clap for that. How many times do people do that? No, we get all offended. We want to get in revenge. I'm guilty. Come on. I'm guilty. We need to change this attitude, guys, or you're going to hell. I'm sorry. I'm not sending you to hell. The word is. God's already said it in his word. I'm not sending you to hell. The word is. Watch this. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Listen, don't love people that love you. Love people that hate you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that spitefully use you and persecute you.
prayed for them. We don't pray for people that persecute us. We talk bad about them, don't we? We do. Watch this, verse 45, that you may be the children of your Father in heaven, he that maketh the sun go down, sun on the evil and on the good, sendeth rain on the just and unjust. Watch this, guys, I'm about finished here, okay? And we're going to pray over the sick. For you love them that love you, what reward do you have? Do even the publicans do the same? If they that salute their brother only, what do more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Guys, number one, we need to quit looking at women. I know it's hard. I'm guilty. We need to quit looking at women. We need to quit looking at women and lusting after women. That's going to send you to hell. Number two, hating your brother without a cause is going to send you to hell too. Listen, I don't care what they've done to you. You don't hate them because hate is of the devil. You keep loving them anyways. And don't let it come out your mouth that you cursing them either. Because he said, do not curse them at all. Even in your communication, don't do it. I don't care how mad they made you. Lord, have mercy. These are attitudes we got tonight, guys. Attitudes. This is what God wants us to change. Our attitudes. You wonder why you're not going nowhere with God, because you need to change your attitude. I'm guilty. He's preaching to me tonight too, guys. Come on. He's preaching to me. We need to get our eyes off of people and eyes off God. Sister, I'm going to tell you something. Guys, I'm going to be real with y'all. Y'all got to love people whether you like it or not. They hate you, you got to love them. You cannot hate your fellow man. You cannot sit and badger them like they badger you. You can't sit and talk about people all day long. You know, I see this all the time. Guys, we don't need to badger people. Just because they're badgering us don't give us a right to do it to them. Guys, women too. Lust, you got to be careful not to be lusted. Women do it too. I'm not just talking to men, but women do it too. If you look at a woman and lust after her, you commit adultery. Be careful. These things are going to send you to hell. These things will send you to hell. And don't let the enemy lie to you. Oh, well, you got 20 more years to deal with all that, Jason. No, you don't. You could die in a minute. The Bible says that your life is nothing but a vapor. You know what a vapor does? Whew, you're gone. That's how fast the vapor works. You could be gone tomorrow. The Bible says you're never promised another day. I don't know. I'm never promised another day. I got to live every day of my life knowing that I got to be doing these things. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not a once saved, always saved preacher either. That's a bunch of horse mess. Where in the Bible says when I got saved when I was 12 years old and I can live any kind of way I want to live and be okay? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. God is not, you're not going to sit down here and have unforgiveness to your brother all your life and hold this bitterness. And then God said, if you cannot forgive, I cannot forgive you. Let's go to that. I'm going to show you. Watch this, guys. I'm going to show you something right here. Lord, Lord, Lord. I'm going to show you.
It's in Matthew 6. I'm sorry, guys. Watch this, guys. Watch this. I'm going to show you. Matthew 6. And you guys can read Matthew 5, 6, 7, and 8. It talks about attitudes. How we need to change stuff. Listen here. Watch this. If you forgive man of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not men of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So don't think you're going to live this life and not forgive others, not love others, not be good to others. I don't care if they ain't good to you. Be good to them. Do you understand what you do to people is going to count when you go to heaven and stand before God? If you can't forgive people, then how can God forgive you? And believe me, you're going to need forgiveness. Because you're going to mess up somewhere along the line. But if you can't do it to others, don't expect God to do it for you. See what I'm saying? You must learn how to forgive. You must learn how to do good to man that use you and persecute you. Do good to them. Don't be mean back to them. Be good to them. It says it right there in 6, guys. Matthew 6, verse 14. For if you forgive man of their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you forgive not of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. There you go. Well, guys, I can go on about attitudes tonight. I can go on. You can read that on. You can read that on. That talks about being angry and being much speaking and the attitudes. And I think we'll stay on this because it shows people's attitude. It shows the way they act and stuff. It's real good. It's real good. Real good. But that's all we have. Let's go on the commercial right quick, and I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. If you would like to give, you can do so at www.thekingdomradio.com/give now. Thank you, and God bless you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Radio Podcast. You can also visit Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. That is Touch of the South Pearls and Treasures. You can find them on facebook.com/Touch of the South, or you can go to their website at www.touchofthesouthpearlsandtreasures.com. They carry clothing, the cosmetics, oysters opening game, prizes, designer purses, boutique items, fellowship and fun, and jewelry. They carry all sort of stuff. The owners are Mel and Granny. Go visit them now on Facebook Live, facebook.com/Touch of the South.
All righty, guys. Yeah, go on over there to them. Thank y'all for tuning in. Good night, guys.